Welcome to The Good Stuff. Just a reminder, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. And just something else to share, at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota, they celebrate Western heritage, achievements, and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the spirit of the West. Learn more at northdakotacowboy.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They are packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer, and you're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
Kim, you had some unfinished business for President's Day, which was on Monday. And so you had a couple of things left for some trivia there.
Indeed, it was President's Day yesterday. And I was just sharing a little tidbit about presidents. And I've got a couple, three more that I wanted to share with you. Lyndon B. Johnson was president from 63 to 69. And his first career was as a teacher. He worked at a school near the U.S.-Mexico border for 4 years before launching a career in politics. Now let's talk about Richard Nixon. President from 69 to 74, Nixon became such a skillful poker player while stationed in the Solomon Islands during World War II that his winnings helped launch his political career upon his return to the United States. Gerald Ford, president from 74 to 77, a star football player at the University of Michigan, Ford turned down offers from both Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers. Huh. Just a little bit about some of our previous presidents.
Well, that's pretty interesting stuff in here as we hit mid-February stride. And what else do we have lined up today?
Well, I've got 20 memos from your child.
That sounds good.
Yes, memos. It's been a while since we've talked about memos, I think. We may or may not get to all of these, but from your child. Don't spoil me. I know quite well that I ought not to have all I ask for. I'm just testing you. Another one, don't be afraid to be firm with me. I prefer it. It makes me feel more secure. Don't let me form bad habits. I have to rely on you to detect them in the early stages. More from your child. Don't make me feel smaller than I am. It only makes me behave stupidly big. Don't correct me in front of others, if you can help it. I'll take much more notice if you talk quietly with me in private. Don't protect me from consequences. I need to learn the hard way sometimes. And don't be too upset when I say I hate you. It isn't you I hate, but your power to thwart me. Don't take too much notice of my small ailments. Sometimes they get me the attention I need. More from your child. These are memos going directly to you. Don't nag. If you do, I shall have to protect myself by appearing deaf. Don't make rash promises. Remember, I feel badly let down when promises are broken. And don't forget that I cannot explain myself as well as I should like. That is why I am not always accurate. Don't tax my honesty too much. I may be easily frightened into telling lies. And don't be inconsistent. That completely confuses me and makes me lose faith in you. Don't put me off when I ask questions. If you do, I will find that I stop asking and seek information elsewhere. And don't tell me my fears are silly. They are terribly real, and you can do much to reassure me if you try to understand. More memos from your child? Don't ever think that it is below your dignity to apologize to me. An honest apology makes me feel surprisingly warm toward you. And please don't ever suggest that you are perfect or infallible. It gives me too great a shock when I discover that you are neither. Don't forget how quickly I am growing up. It must be very difficult for you to keep pace with me, but please try. The last couple? Don't forget, I love experimenting. I couldn't get on without it, so please put up with it. And the last memo from your child to you, don't forget that I cannot thrive without lots of understanding love. But I don't need to tell you, do I? Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska, contributed that. She's a common contributor. We love when she sends things in. Thanks so much, Shirley.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County in the Valentine area, the scenic Niobrara River, International Dark Skies at Merritt Reservoir, one of the many fantastic museums that we have. Check it out at visitvalentine.com. Keep listening for the good stuff.